Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Agenas. Batting third. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Agenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agenas hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Agenas scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from House and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Hatfield moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fane hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Hatfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Aganez reaches second base with a double. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive off the glove of Klaus, and into shallow left field. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Thronberry bunts towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Aguanez moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hatfield covering, for the out. Aguanez moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen is walked intentionally. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aguanez scores. Thronberry moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 4 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.